What's up? This is Jeffrey Way with the Lyricast Snippet, and today we're talking about why you need to back off. I've been noticing lately when I take my daughter to the park, she's 2.5 years old, and I've realized in so many cases, I am the one holding her back. I'm the one sort of suggesting, you're not ready for that. You can't do that. Get off that. You're not big enough to do it. But what always happens is she pushes her way forward. I end up letting her do it. And then I realize, oh, you were ready for that. She's not the one holding back. It's me. And I'm sure it's a very common thing. I want her to live. I don't want her to fall off the top of the slide when she's trying to climb up it. But what invariably happens is she forces it, and I finally allow it, and then I realize, oh, you were ready for that. And we're talking about small things, because remember, she's 2 years old. But things like climbing up a taller ladder at the park, my instinct is, well, if you fall, if you let go, you don't know to hold on. And if you fall, you're going to hit your head on this bar, and I'm going to be rushing you to the hospital. Or the other day, she was trying to climb up the slide, you know, one of those circular slides, and she was trying to go up the other way. And I was so worried she was going to fall or another kid was going to get on the slide and knock her off, you know, things like that. And again, she tries it and it works out great. And then I realize, oh, I'm the one holding you back here. I should be the one pushing you out of the nest, but my instinct is to protect you, and it ends up hurting her to some extent in the process. So this has been one of my personal tasks lately, is to force myself to back off. Short of her doing something that's going to kill her, she's going to be fine. If she climbs up the slide and another kid goes down, then they might bonk heads a little bit, but you know they're just as likely to laugh and make friends. You got to back off. So often you hold people back when you try to protect them from themselves. And that's really what I want to talk about here. We're going to switch from my daughter over to developers, because this is something that I notice this mostly in the PHP world, but that might just be because I'm most active in that area. I'm sure it's true for many communities. There is this prevalent thing where developers are always trying to protect other developers. You particularly hear this from consultants, and I've no doubt that what they say is coming from a good place. But again, it still breaks down to this idea of protecting newcomers. You're never talking about yourself. This is one thing I've learned with developers. You're never talking about yourself. You're always worried about someone else. Well, we can't allow this, not because of me. I'm smart enough to deal with it. But we can't allow this because of what other developers, less smart developers, might do. So there's a little bit of vanity. There's a little bit of arrogance in it when you're always worried about somebody else being led astray due to, you know, using a Laravel facade or not labeling your class final or, you know, things of that nature, fill in the blank. But most importantly, the thing to consider is if you are worried about that newcomer who may not know why something is a bad practice in your mind, the best way to make this person catch up to your thinking and understand and agree with you, it's to let them fall down and realize, oh, because I did this, this, and that, I ended up here, which is not where I want to be, so I'm not going to do that again. This is the way you actually learn. It's not through other people protecting you from yourself. It doesn't work that way. You have to make the mistakes, if they even are mistakes. You have to make them yourself so that you can get to the other side and actually have firsthand knowledge of why you're making the choices you are. Otherwise, you're just parroting what somebody else said. And that's not useful. So somewhat tangentially related to that, I was reading the Lyricast forum a couple weeks ago, and somebody created a thread, I can't remember who, it's not important, but they were criticizing the fact that I will often show multiple versions and steps to get to a particular end goal. And his or her point was, just show the end goal first. So if the end goal represents where you want to be the right way, just show that at the beginning rather than making people watch 4 lessons where you slowly refactor to that point. And I can't disagree with that thinking more. Because again, the goal for me as a teacher is not to show you the answer, it's to show you how to figure out the answer yourself. Right? So it's really not useful to say, do this because it's the right way. Yeah, you can do that if you want, and lots of developers subscribe to that, but I don't particularly find it useful at all, because that's not how you learn. You learn by trying one thing, falling into a trap, and saying, once again, I'm not going to do that, so why don't we tweak it a little bit so that I don't fall into that trap? And many times that involves, okay, let's do it this way. Okay, let's refactor and twist the knob a little bit. All right, let's refactor a little more. And you slowly form that end goal, that finished project, or whatever class or component it happens to be. And I think you'll find that's more real life. Very, very rarely do you just crank out the perfect product or the perfect component or package in the first draft. It doesn't work that way. In most case scenarios, the first draft is complete junk because you don't know what you're doing. You've never worked with this domain or idea before. And you're sort of in a ball of fog trying to figure out, like, well, how do I want this to work? I don't really know. Again, the first draft is almost always crap, but that's okay. You know, it's the same as for writers. A common piece of advice is just start writing. If you don't know what to do, if you don't know where to begin, it doesn't matter. Just start writing, and then you will slowly form your narrative or your essay. And then you go back, and you tweak, and you twist, and you mold what you currently have. That's how people learn, in my mind. That's what helps people the most. And again, I think to what small extent Laracast has been successful, it's that sort of thinking. It's not, this is the right way, and if you don't do it, you're a bad developer, which is so prominent in our community, and I have no idea why. Because it's so completely wrong. After being in the industry for a dozen years or so, I can tell you, we have very little understanding of what is right and what is wrong. And so often what is agreed upon as correct ends up being very, very wrong 5 years later. We're still figuring this stuff out. So again, I think we would all be smart to back off. Even if you categorize yourself as a senior developer, what does that even mean at this point? It doesn't matter. No matter what level, back off a little bit, stop trying to protect people from themselves, and let them figure out and experience on their own where the pitfalls are. Because anything with learning is going to be a little painful. It's just how it is.